This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Tomorrow night's final episode of Seinfeld was written by Larry David, who co-created the series with Jerry Seinfeld and was its head writer and executive producer for several years. Larry David won an Emmy for what was probably the most talked about episode of Seinfeld, in which the characters have a contest to see who can go the longest without masturbating. The character of George is based on Larry David. Here's a scene that shows how George can turn even victory into defeat. Jerry and George are talking about the party they went to the night before. George left the party with a woman from work.
What a mistake that party was. I never should have gone.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, come on.
What come on? Have you ever dated a woman that worked in your office?
I never had a job.
You know that anxiety you feel on a date? That's what I have every day now. My worst nightmares come true. Every day is a date.
That's one of Dante's nine stages of hell, isn't it?
Ava was one of the reasons I used to like going to work. She was a friend. Now we sleep together, and suddenly I don't know how to talk to her. Every time I go to the bathroom, I pass her desk. I have to plan little patter. I spend half my day writing. Then afterwards, I sit in my office and analyze how it went. If it was a good conversation, I don't go to the bathroom for the rest of the day. I see her laughing and talking with other people. They're all so loose and relaxed. I think, that used to be me. I want to go back there again.
What are you going to do?
I have no choice. I'm quitting.
A lot of people assumed the situations on the show came from Jerry Seinfeld's life. In 1992, I asked Larry David if they actually came from his life.
I would say for the most part, probably that's true, yes.
Is there a character that you feel is closest to you?
Well, George is pretty much based on me.
Describe the character for our listeners who haven't seen the show.
Except I'm a lot sicker than George is.
More neurotic? Wow.
Yes. I would love to have George's life. Describe George's character?
Yeah.
Well, he's just a person who has difficulty in getting up in the morning and putting his clothes on. And starting from there, everything else is a problem for him. Particularly women.
This is the kind of guy who, when he finally gets to go home with a woman who he's really interested in, he finds out that the bathroom's right next to the bedroom and he has a nervous stomach and the whole thing is horribly embarrassing, so he has to leave.
So he leaves, exactly, yeah.
Did this come out of your life?
I have to say, yes, it did come out of my life. And I did leave, yeah. But I managed to patch things up with her the next day.
So how do you and Jerry Seinfeld know each other?
We know each other from doing stand-up. Jerry and I met probably around 1976 or 77 in one of the clubs. And we became very good acquaintances.
How did you get hooked up doing the show together?
Well, Jerry approached me in a nightclub in one of the comedy clubs in New York and told me that NBC was interested in doing a show with him, not necessarily a show, actually a special. And we went to a coffee, we had a cup of coffee and talked about a couple of things and came up with this idea.
What was the idea as you originally described it to the network?
The idea was that it was an idea for the special, which would be a 90-minute special. A few years ago, once a month, when Saturday Night Live wasn't on, they were doing 90-minute shows. I think they're doing wrestling or something. And they wanted Seinfeld to do one of those Saturday nights for 90 minutes. And we came up with the idea that he would be going on The Tonight Show. His manager books him on The Tonight Show. And the show would be in a couple of weeks. And he doesn't have any new material to do on the show. So we were going to see how he came up with his material for this Tonight Show spot. And then at the end of the special, he would actually do the material on the Tonight Show. And that was the idea for the special. And that is what eventually has evolved into this.
How do you work out the differences between the real Jerry Seinfeld and the Jerry Seinfeld character on TV? They have the same name, but I'm sure they're not the same person.
Well, to tell you the truth, they're very close to the same person. Generally, Jerry doesn't do anything on television that he wouldn't do in life. Well, I guess that's not true if I really thought about the shows, but for the most part, they're pretty close. I don't think Jerry would be able to tell you the difference. I can't.
Well, that must be hard to write for, because you could come up with an idea that would be a lot of fun, but Seinfeld could say, yes, but it's not really me.
Well, that happens all the time. I could give you a couple of examples of that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, for example, last year we did a show where they were in a restaurant having dinner, and a menu caught on fire at the next table. And the manager came over to the table and said, what happened? And George explained to the manager that the busboy left the menu too close to the candle. A few minutes later, the busboy got a dressing down from the manager and was fired. And then that really started the show, because then George felt that he was responsible for getting the busboy fired. So he had to go to the busboy's apartment, at which point he left the door open and the cat escaped. Well, that idea was initially for Jerry, but Jerry felt like he wouldn't go to the busboy's house, whereas George would go to the busboy's house. So, you know, little things like that happen all the time.
Now, you used to do stand-up.
Yes, that's true.
When did you start doing it, and what was your act like?
I started doing it in 1975, and it's hard to describe what my act was like, because very often I would leave in the middle of it. As soon as I saw somebody in the audience just make a face, or somebody talk to the person next to them, I would become infuriated and throw the microphone down and leave.
That was it? You just not
and
come
I
back?
Would, I would get in fights with the audience if they weren't laughing. I was like the McEnroe of comedy. I couldn't stand adversity.
So with a reputation like that, who would hire you?
Nobody. And see, no one. No one would hire me. But I did, I was able to perform at the showcase clubs, because they liked me. They didn't care if I walked off.
They probably weren't paying you anyways, right?
That's exactly the point. Right? Yeah, they weren't.
When did you decide that you wanted to do comedy?
When I got out of college, I took a few acting classes, and I was so bad as an actor. I was such a terrible actor but I was making people laugh with my asides that they were encouraging me to become a comedian.
What gave you the confidence to get up on stage? It sounds like you're not the most confident guy.
No, I had no confidence to go up on stage, and I still don't have any confidence to go up on stage. And I am not the most confident guy, you're right. But I had nothing in my life. There was nothing else that I was capable of doing. And I was really perhaps on the verge of becoming a homeless person at some point. So I felt like I had nothing to lose. So I got up there. I put a gun to my head and got up there is what I did.
So you were saying that you might do comedy again when the show ends.
Yes, I might. I'm considering it.
Do you think you'd have a more confident attitude if you did comedy again?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I don't think it makes a difference. I watch Jerry. It's like he could be talking to you, and then all of a sudden he's talking to them. With me, if I know I'm going on that night, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I start thinking about it, and you can't even talk to me for the whole day. I don't have an appetite, and it takes a lot of mental energy for me to prepare myself to go up there.
Larry David, thanks a lot for talking with us. And if I ever get the chance to see you perform live, I'll be sure to laugh.
Yeah, either that or bring your earplugs or a bulletproof vest or something. Well, thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
Larry David recorded in 1992. Jason Alexander talks about playing George after a break. This is Fresh Air.